In Birmingham, Alabama, we'll be bringing back a terrific story about the high-tech boom happening here, the hope for the future of the city. But of course, it's a city with a painful past, one of the ugliest in the fight for civil rights, violent suppression of peaceful protesters, lynchings, and then 4 little girls were killed by a Ku Klux Klan bomb.
And they died in Birmingham, at the 16th Street Baptist Church, rallying point of the Negro drive in the nation's most segregated big city. Dynamite exploded on a Sunday morning, killed 4 little girls in Sunday school, injured 20 other Negroes.
Their names were Carol Robertson, Cynthia Wesley, Denise McNair, and Addie Mae Collins. They were 12 to 14. You can feel their presence here at the 16th Street Baptist Church. It feels like sacred ground. When we knew we'd be visiting Birmingham, my first thought was the 4 little girls. I'd always wondered about them. I worried maybe their story was overreported, but people here assured me it wasn't. And as if to prove that point, we met 2 young women, 19 and 22, passing by. Do you have a sense of this church in history? Do you know what happened here?
I don't.
I really don't either.
There was a bombing at this church, and 4 little girls in this church.
Oh, I do. I did hear about that. It's not that you mentioned the 4 little girls.
My mom told me about it a little bit.
Your thoughts standing here?
It's an honor to be standing here, actually.
It really is. Well, I have a 5-year-old sister, so I couldn't even dream about it.
Actually, there was, she's called the 5th girl, and her sister did die, and she survived.
I didn't hear about that one. I just heard about the 4. I didn't know it was like a 5th little girl.
Her name is Sarah Collins Rudolph. Her older sister, Addie Mae, was killed in the bombing. Sarah was partially blinded by the blast. We visited Sarah and her husband, George Rudolph, at their home just outside Birmingham. Are you George?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Good. Hi. Yeah. You Sarah?
Yeah.
There's a clock at the 16th Street Church that's frozen at the moment of the bombing. So is much of Sarah's lovely home. The walls are covered with pictures of all 5 of the girls. We'll post some at herenow.org. We sat down to talk. There are some of us, the names Carol, Cynthia, Denise, Addie Mae. Those are names we'll never forget.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't know the name Sarah.
Well, you know, since I was just a survivor.
You're not just a survivor. You know, you're not. You're a carrier of this history.
Yes, I am. I've been carrying it a long time.
Well, and I understand at one point it became a terrible burden. Nobody talked about PTSD back then. Did you ever get treatment for that day?
No. When I got out of the hospital, I had to go right back to school, you know.
Do you mind if we go back to that day?
September 15, 1963. We walked to church that morning, real happy. And we got there. We went into the ladies' lounge to freshen up. And Denise McNair, Cynthia Wesley, and Carol Robson, they came. And Denise walked over to my sister Addie and asked her to tie the sash on her dress. And when Addie reached her hand out to tie it, that's when, boom, the bomb went off. So we didn't see her finish tying the sash. The bomb went off and it blinded me in both my eyes.
Blinded you in both your eyes. You're standing there in the rubble.
Yeah.
What happens for you now when you're telling me the story and you're talking about that image of your sister's hand reaching for a sash and then boom?
I always think about it every day, you know, scars.
Every day.
Face. Look in the mirror, I still see the scars. They had to remove my eye. You know, most people put their attention on the one that was killed, and I was just injured.
You talk about your eyes. We're sitting here on your couch, and I'm looking down. And there's the famous photograph that was in Life magazine. It's you in the hospital bed with white gauze taped over both of your eyes.
Yes, I didn't know they even took that. Yeah, I couldn't see.
That picture had a profound effect on people. You know, you did have an impact, Sarah Collins.
Well, that's what they say, but the way they treated me here in the city of Birmingham... They don't acknowledge me as being the 5th little girl.
Talk about that, because
whatever doubt people had about what was happening in Alabama with Governor Wallace and Bull Connor, who was the commissioner here, who set dogs and water hoses on civil rights protesters, it really exposed what was going on.
Yes, it did, because the police was involved, the mayor, the governor, they just hate our color. We couldn't even call the police if we wanted. All of them in office with Ku Klux Klan, so we just having a rough time during that time.
Probably the worst Ku Klux Klan in the South.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, I never know a good Ku Klux Klan, really.
Well put.
Especially when they put a bomb in a church and kill innocent people just because you black. You know, they're racist.
When did you realize that Addie Mae, your sister, was gone?
Well, when my mother told me, after I got through operating on my eyes, I went upstairs. And then that's when I found out that all the girls that was in the restroom with me, they was all killed. And she told me that I was the only survivor in there that morning. Mm. I cried all night, all night. I didn't want to be bothered with no one. I was hurt. You in church, you come to church to praise God, and all of a sudden, you don't come out with your sister.
Well, and you were crying through blind eyes.
Yeah, and it hurt because glass was still in my eye. Still got a piece of glass in my left eye. And today we hadn't got any apologies or nothing from the city of Birmingham.
Nothing ever?
Nothing. No restitution, no nothing. Still paying bills for doctors for my eye.
That's stunning. I'm sorry. Is it any solace that your sister and Denise and Carol and Cynthia did not die in vain, that it really did change history?
No, they didn't die in vain. They was responsible for the civil rights bill being passed, you know. The laws were changed faster because people up north, they seen what we was going through. I just didn't understand. They shouldn't have died to change the laws. They should have been changed.
Well, and it shouldn't be up to four little girls, right, you know, murdered senselessly in a bathroom to change that.
Right. And then, you know, treating us that way, I started to get just like that. I was getting angry with them.
Talk about that, because I understand that, you know, you got no help for what was serious PTSD. There was alcohol, marijuana to try to dull that pain. Didn't work.
Yeah, I did that, but, you know, it didn't do any good till I got myself right with God.
Has it gotten a little bit better? I know in recent years you've spoken up. Do you feel that Ava DuVernay's Selma, you know, maybe got a little bit of it wrong, that there's a bench across from the church that got it a little bit wrong, what happened to you, and you've been claiming, no, this is what really happened?
I had to come out and let them know that. They need to get the story right.
Well, because it's your story.
Right.
Can I say something?
Please, George.
They should have consulted with my wife about the story.
Yeah.
But I want to say one thing. What my wife went through at 12 years old, she went through Vietnam. She was in an explosion. All that stuff raining down on her. She went through Vietnam at 12 years old.
And you know from when she speak, you were a Vietnam
yes,
War
ma'am,
veteran.
I know. But see, she never has gotten any kind of restitution for what she went through. Like those people went through in New York, 9/11, and Boston Marathon. She still has to go to the doctor and pay out of her own pocket. She shouldn't have to pay for what she went through.
Sarah, we look forward. You're going to be telling your story. You have a book coming out.
Yeah.
We're talking to you as there was a synagogue bombing outside San Diego, churches shot up in Sri Lanka. You were among the first.
Yeah. Since we have a president now, look like all this stuff coming back. Because he don't talk against it. The Ku Klux Klan have come out. The Nazis is coming back out again.
And can you tell us one thing about your sister you'd like people to know?
Addie was sweet. She didn't deserve that. She was a sweet girl. Loved everybody. Never heard her say a harsh word about no one. I know she went to heaven. All those girls, I know they went to heaven. Because they had so much love in their heart.
Dr. King eulogized your sister and the other girls.
So, my friends, they did not die in vain. God still has a way of wringing good out of evil.
Well, I never did get a chance to go to her funeral because I was in the hospital a couple of months, so I didn't get a chance to meet King.
You were robbed of so much, you know, robbed of that moment, too.
Yeah, I was. I hate I didn't get a chance to go to her funeral.
Do you find yourself thinking, you know, what would Addie Mae be doing now?
Yeah, I always wonder what will she be doing because, you know, we really didn't get a chance to spend much time together. But the little time we did spend together, it was some good time. And I still miss her, you know.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, you are to us the fifth little girl.
All right, thank you. I thank you all for coming.
Sarah Collins Rudolph, who lost much of her sight and her sister in the 1963 Birmingham church bombings. By the way, we've called the mayor's office about her request for restitution. We haven't heard back yet.